Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear ASA. Today is Tuesday, April 20th, and this is Council 9 volunteer Erica Jennings reporting, and Glenn's got to go. Flights to and from Europe remain subject to cancellation today, resulting from continued ash in the atmosphere from volcanic eruptions in Iceland. Reduced volcanic activity early on Monday, along with the ash cloud being at a much lower altitude of 10 to 15,000 feet, gave hope that operations might begin to resume. Only a portion of flights have been able to operate. Because of the altitude shift and wind changes, some airspace restrictions have begun to relax, primarily in the south, for flights to operate above 20,000 feet. However, wind patterns continue to bring ash and debris towards Western Europe, over the UK and France in particular, and are not expected to abate until weather patterns are predicted to change towards the end of the week. United has begun limited resumption of service, mostly to Southern Europe, and are making decisions based on word from Eurocontrol when air traffic may resume in the various regions. As of now, United flight cancellations remain in place for many locations, including the UK, and the situation is very fluid and subject to change as a result from the unpredictable nature of the situation. For those ASA members who have been affected by the disruptions of flying to and from Europe due to the volcanic eruptions and who may experience emotional strain caused by the inability to get home, our ASA EAP committee has mobilized to assist in any way we can. Should you need assistance, please dial the toll-free AFA EAP line at 1-800-424-2406. Messages are checked regularly, and you will receive a return call quickly if you do not immediately make contact with an EAP representative. Normal per diem continues to accrue while crews are away from home. Recognizing that crew members were not prepared to be away from home for this extended period, United has issued a $40 hotel credit, or the equivalent of $40 in locations outside the U.S., per day starting April 17th and continuing for each additional full day a flight attendant remains at the layover hotel. This may be used at the layover hotel for food, telephone calls, laundry, or similar necessary personal expenses. In addition, keep your receipts because our contract includes a provision for reimbursement of unusual expenses. Section 12F4 on page 107 states, should any unusual business-related expenses occur, which are not contemplated by the provisions of Section 6 while the flight attendant is flying an international ID, the company shall reimburse the flight attendant for such expenses when supported by receipts. When the operation causes us to misconnect or become illegal for our scheduled trip, the contract provides specific criteria for reassignment through Section 8J or 12I when at the home domicile. Reassignments away from home are covered in Sections 9I, 9K, 12Q, and 12R. It's always best to carry your contract and keep it close at hand. A helpful review of these scheduling and pay protections is available in the contract education section of our website. A reassignment must comply with legalities for her, his next scheduled assignment, including 30 and 7 and 8 and 24 domestically, 24 and 7 and 1 and 7 for both operations, and must fall within quarterly and monthly maximums. For reassignments in the domestic operation, you are limited to reassignment to one ID. For international operations, if your original assignment was 4 days or less, you may be reassigned to one ID. If your international assignment was more than 4 days, you are limited to reassignment to no more than two IDs. However, there is no limit to the number of times you can be reassigned as long as you keep losing your scheduled, original, or reassigned flight. Reassignment priority should first be given to reassigning an ID in the same operation, domestic or international, same number of days, and the same number of hours as the original ID. However, if these preferences are not available, the company has the ability to make a reassignment to recoup the lost time, and the flight attendant will be paid the greater of the two assignments. The flight attendant is subject to reassignment when losing only part of the original ID. The crew desk should do everything possible to schedule a reassignment on the same day and avoid holding the flight attendant for assignment on the following day. Notification of any assignment or reassignment for line holders or reserves must be accomplished in person or through telephone conversations. Flight attendants in the purser position are not responsible for informing the rest of the crew of a delay or schedule change. These notifications need to be handled by the scheduler. Text messages, ACARs, or other non-approved forms of notification are not acceptable for reassignments. ACARS messages may relay a request for the flight attendant to contact scheduling upon arrival. And if the flight attendant receives the message, she or he may contact the crew scheduler once safely able to do so. When required to contact the company at a later time for a reassignment, flight attendants are only required to contact the crew desk at a prearranged time once per day, encompassing the additional 4 hours. For example, if the scheduler is not able to make an immediate reassignment when contacting the flight attendant about the change in the ID, which could take place after checking in for an ID at the airport, the prearranged contact time should not be scheduled until the following morning. For those of you who have been stuck abroad, make sure to contact the crew desk upon arrival to your home base if your minimum days off need to be restored. If you are on reserve, you will need to have 11 days off restored. Conversely, if you are a line holder, ensure that you are off for a minimum of 10 days in the month. Thanks to our trip rigs, Section 8B, you may also be approaching your flight time maximums for the month quarter as defined in Section 12G. This requires 1 hour of pay and flight time credit for each 3.5 hours of time away from home. Lastly, remember that flight attendants have the option to decline the reassignments if the number of reserves is equal to or greater than the projected number of flight attendants needed for the specific time of the reassignment. Keep in mind that the crew desk considers many factors in determining what adequate reserve coverage means, and declining a reassignment is ultimately based on operational needs. However, when you decline a reassignment, your line projection and guarantee will be reduced by the amount of the original assignment or time lost in the ID. More information on reassignments, including examples, is available on our website. The Spring Master Executive Council meeting takes place in Las Vegas this coming Saturday, April 24th, and continues through Monday, April 26th. When the meeting will break for your elected leaders to attend the AFA Board of Directors meeting April 27th through 30th. Make plans to attend a local council meeting if available this week, or provide your local council president your thoughts and opinions on the business being conducted at these meetings by giving them a call or email. As a reminder, the contract negotiation survey remains open until April 30th at 11 a.m. Chicago time. A copy of the survey conducted by a third-party vendor, Ballot Point, was mailed to your home in late March. A link to the online survey is posted on our website along with survey access instructions. We encourage you to take time to respond and continue to take an active role in our negotiations. We encourage everyone to take part and provide your feedback. There were no negotiations last week. The next mediation session is this week, April 20th through the 22nd, 2010, in Chicago. As our negotiating committee meets in mediation session this week, they continue to encourage all of us to respond to the latest negotiation survey. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling, and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.